Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and joining us is...
Hi, I'm Major Kurt Rauschenberg, Maryland National Guard Public Affairs.
Awesome. And we have Kurt talking with us because he was involved with the new Gordon Ramsay special that just aired last night on Fox, where they revitalized three different restaurants in Ellicott City after the recent flood. Hey, man, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Very much appreciated.
Okay, cool. Before we dive into the Gordon Ramsay special, give me just a brief, overview of what your, your day-to-day position is at for the Guard.
Well, the Maryland National Guard, we have a pretty important mission here in Maryland. We belong to the governor in a state capacity, especially during times of emergency. We've got almost 6,000 members here. We also complete several federal missions as well when we're needed by the president. So we go overseas, fight America's wars, but, we also secure the homeland. My position here in Maryland, I'm director of public affairs. So, anything that involves the public, more or less, communities that we serve, that's my job.
And which, as it crosses over with my entertainment beat, what sort of stuff, I know you guys make, some movie productions and, of course, this TV special here with Ramsay, but, what all, give me an overview of, what kind of entertainment things you're called to participate in sometimes.
So the Department of Defense actually, they support entertainment requests pretty often. You've probably seen movies, where your military members are shown in a situation where there's a monster running through a city or something along those lines. But there's other entertainment requests that DoD also supports, and a lot of times because the National Guard belongs in a state and they're relevant to a state. If there's an entertainment request that comes along that has to do with a specific city or state, then they reach out to the state's National Guard. And in this case, 24 hours to hell and back, the relevance there was to Ellicott City and the disasters that they experienced in 2016 and 2018. And it's tied to the National Guard here in Maryland, and we have a very significant tie to it. So, yeah, it was actually a very humble and opportune situation to be able to partner with the show, to be able to portray what happened and what's happened since and where we are today.
Awesome. And real quick, which you mentioned that maybe there's some movies with monsters running through the street. what are can you just list a couple of movies that you've personally have had to help coordinate?
Sure. So there was, I believe Godzilla was one of them. I believe the Man of Steel was one of them. I think, there was actually not a monster movie, but, what was it? Pitch Perfect 3, believe it or not. Yeah, that was one of them, actually. I think the California National Guard supported that one. I personally haven't seen Pitch Perfect 3, so,
I'll quote you that you saw the monster movie.
Yeah, right.
All right, cool. Well, let's dive more into the Gordon Ramsay thing. That's a pretty good overview right there over there, what you do. But, all right, so with the Gordon Ramsay thing, how does that actually work, you think? Does his TV show, do his people reach out to the National Guard and then they say we're going to be shooting at such time? Or how does something like that even originate?
Yeah, so there's actually, there's producers there for the show, and it's a creative, side of it that, they reached out to the Department of Defense. They reached out to the Maryland National Guard, and they said, hey, we want to tie in the Guard's role in this show, because when you think about when natural disasters or emergency situations occur, it is very common for the state's National Guard to be at the forefront of what is going on to support, the citizens within the state. And in this particular situation, given that there were, floods in Ellicott City, we actually supported in 2016 with some aviation capabilities from our 29th Combat Aviation Brigade here in the Maryland Army National Guard. And we also lost one of our own in 2018, Staff Sergeant Edison Hermond. He died while trying to save a business owner there in Ellicott City.
And his dog tags are featured briefly in the opening montage, I believe.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we still have we carry a very, very heavy heart from, you know, losing one of our own, but also, you know, we're part of the community here in Maryland, as every National Guard in their state is. You know, our members aren't full-time for the most part. They are citizens full-time, and they put on the uniform whenever they're needed. And so they are members of these communities themselves. And when, you know, we see a city like Ellicott City, you know, that was so significantly impacted by the floods, not once but twice, you know, that's a part of us here in Maryland. And so it directly impacted, you know, the Maryland National Guard as well. And we felt that it was a really great opportunity to be able to be part of something, you know, to really benefit that city after everything they've gone through.
Now, you're sort of in public, you know, affairs these days, but did you actually go out too during the floods in 2016 and 2018? Were you actually there at all?
I personally was not. We had our aviation brigade, you know, supported that. It was a really hard time for a lot of people. You know, I think, you know, in those situations, we apply what we can offer to help, you know, the situation, you know, get better. You know, for that, you know, the county commissioner during that time had requested, you know, us to come in and help with moving, you know, some raw materials and such, and we had to use one of our CH-47 Chinooks from the aviation brigade who came in and completed that mission and helped, you know, really stop any environmental concerns from the flooding. And you know, and that's what we do. You know, when these things happen, you know, we proudly serve our communities, and you know, that situation, you know, we did that.
For sure. Now, I know you're a little, like, all an extra work on a film set. Everyone's sort of, you know, non-disclosure agreements. You're sort of limited on what you can say behind the scenes of production sometimes. But is there anything you can share from, you know, of how long it took for them to shoot there and how many days they were there? Or is there anything you're allowed to say?
Well, I think, you know, you can clearly see in the show, you know, it took several days for them to do what they did. And, you know, I think at one point, you know, Gordon himself said, normally I'm able to do this in 24 hours. This time, you know, it's going to take a little bit more time. You know, what was interesting, actually, that, you know, during the filming, and you can see this during the show as well, you know, it was raining the majority of the time, which, you know, it's kind of ironic, you know, if you think about it, because, you know, they came there, you know, to revitalize a community due to, you know, floods. You know, that came from rain, and you know, they themselves endured, you know, some situations where they had to acclimate to, you know, the Maryland weather, if you will.
Sure.
Yeah. But what I can also tell you, though, is it was so interesting and humble, actually, for me to witness, you know, the dedication and the genuine desire from, you know, Gordon Ramsay himself and the crews there to, you know, come in and really help a city, you know, in this situation. Because if you think about it, you know, 2016 happened, 2018 it happened. You know, those problems that, you know, occur from this disaster, they don't just go away overnight. You know, just because, you know, in 2018, you know, the flooding stopped and they haven't had something since then like that. You know, some businesses just never recovered. And some of the culture there, you know, of the, you know, the nightlife or, you know, the community, you know, never recovered. And a lot of people had to pick up and leave. So, you know, if you think about it, it was really perfect timing for them to come in and pick Ellicott City as the right place to come. Because, you know, years later, they needed something. They needed a boost. They needed something to pick them up and show the public, like, hey, you know, we are resilient. We can make this work. You know, this is something that we can do. Because, you know, after the floods happened, we saw how the whole community did come together. You know, I remember seeing, you know, local breweries that were holding various fundraisers and such for the recovery effort of Ellicott City. And, you know, it was extremely humbling for me to, you know, engage with such a genuine crew that, you know, really wanted to just help in this situation. And I think they very much did that.
Absolutely. Can you describe a little bit, just sort of in detail, if you can, like what the National Guard's role in this specific project was? Not back during the actual floods, but during
sure.
the filming
yeah.
of this. Like, I know, you know, like the chefs are in there cooking with Gordon. Gordon's an on-air personality. The crew's, mm-hmm. you know, setting up lighting and filming. But what's the National Guard doing during production?
Yeah, so we actually helped out with, you probably saw the scene where we have Black Hawk helicopters that are flying around Ellicott City. And so we were transporting Gordon Ramsay and the governor so that the governor could, you know, provide a overview of where the most serious damage areas were in Ellicott City during those disasters. So that was important for us to provide that aerial view. But not only that, but, you know, show, you know, that the National Guard has these capabilities to be able to provide, you know, support in these ways to the community in certain situations. And so, you know, the aviation piece was one that we supported with, and the other, you know, had to do with our people. You know, we have, like I said earlier, you know, we have almost 6,000 members. And, you know, in this particular situation, you know, we helped with moving some large items, you know, for the renovation and such. And we also, you know, we're seen driving in the opening scene down the main street with the other support that came from, you know, various other companies and that were providing their services. And so it was important for us to show our presence and help really any way we could. But, you know, in the long run, I think, you know, the ultimate connection is we are a community-based organization, and, you know, we're with the Maryland National Guard, and that means that we're Marylanders ourselves. And, you know, we wanted to be a part of it very much.
For sure. And then in terms of just you as a viewer, I mean, I watched this thing. You sat down and watched it last night, you know, as it aired live on Fox. What did you think of how they transformed all three restaurants? I believe it was the Little Market Cafe, Jackson, and then the Phoenix Emporium, which they sort of, you know, relocated and merged with the Ellicott Mills Brewing Company. What did you think of, you know, before and after, if you will, of the restaurant?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting, actually, because it really showed how, you know, companies, restaurants, establishments there in Ellicott City were able to come together. You know, you saw a merger there, and that was pretty significant. I thought that was very heartwarming, actually. You know, I tell you what, because I'm a Marylander, you know, I've actually, you know, I've spent some time in Ellicott City myself downtown, and really, really, I've always enjoyed the nightlife there and the community, the culture. But if you're out, if you're not a Marylander, and you have company that comes into Maryland, and, you know, they ask, hey, where should I go? Where should I visit? You know, the first thing that pops in my head is you need to go to Ellicott City, downtown historic Ellicott City, because it's pretty awesome. And I think the way that they showed the transformations in the show was pretty on point, you know, because I think, like I said, you know, that community itself is pretty resilient. And, you know, it showed a lot of resilience as far as, you know, them coming together. And it was absolutely heartwarming to see the owners of these businesses who have gone through so much, endured and experienced, you know, just so much from disasters, you know, for them to overcome those experiences, you know, and be helped in these ways, you know, and get a boost, you know, from this show. I thought that was pretty amazing. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I think one of my favorite characters, or at least the most sympathetic, was it Emporium? I think it was the Phoenix Emporium's the young chef who was the daughter of the other chef, and, you know, Ramsay makes her, he says, you know, I want to keep you on here, but I got to see what skills you got, and, like, makes her make them whip up for him. I mean, that must be so nerve-wracking. But I just love how it highlighted the local members of the community. As you said, it was they seemed like a really resilient, tight-knit group. Talk to me. You mentioned before we run here, you mentioned a couple minutes ago about how, you know, it was kind of perfect timing to come in and do this so short after the floods. But it's also interesting timing with the coronavirus. You know, they open and close. They put the bookends with the COVID message. And, you know, you got to think that a special like this, people would be, you know, it airs last night. People would be flooding those restaurants. Oh, sorry, pun not intended. People would be storming those restaurants, you know, ready to go eat, you know, today or this weekend after seeing it on TV, but sadly they can't right now. So kind of speak to that a little bit of how it's good timing, but also maybe we might see a little delay in the boost of patrons, if you will.
Yeah, you know, this is a very challenging time. This is just such a challenging and just extraordinary time that, you know, we're living right now with regards to this virus. And, you know, I think all members of society, you know, across the board are impacted by this virus. And, yeah, the timing, you know, given that their project there was on these restaurants establishments, you know, and right now, you know, our restaurants, you know, they're hurting. They're impacted by this situation. And, you know, it's for the right reasons that, you know, they're not open fully and everything, you know, to help stop the spread of COVID-19. But, you know, it is kind of, it's ironic, but it also, you know, shows that, you know, during the time where this was supposed to air, you know, they yet again are going through, you know, a situation that they have to be resilient, you know, yet again and adapt to this. And it's really tough. I think it's really tough for, you know, for everyone, you know, that's involved in this situation. But, you know, I think in the end, much like, you know, the flooding disasters, I think we will come together and we'll do what's right to make the communities whole again.
Absolutely. And I do think that, you know, whenever things do open back up, I think the light shined on these restaurants by this special will, you know, I think people aren't getting that they saw this soon. You know, they probably got Ellicott City, you know, bookmarked on their calendar for whenever we can get back
Absolutely.
Out there. So I hope people get back out there and go.
I really do appreciate, you know, the messages that, you know, they put on the show before and after. You know, that indicated, you know, that due to this virus, you know, these restaurants that, you know, could be flourishing right now, you know, we just can't right now. We just can't. And, you know, I do truly hope that, you know, once we're able to, you know, get back to some state of normalcy, you know, that, you know, this community will prosper.
Absolutely. Me too, man. All right, cool. Well, I got plenty. Is there anything else you want to add or find, you know, final things to put on the show or, you know, just anything you want to say?
Yeah, I the only other thing I'd like to add is just, you know, that we are, you know, we're extremely proud to be able to be a part of, you know, our role in the show and, you know, our relevance to the community there. You know, we're virtually in every zip code on any given day, you know, in one way or another here in Maryland. And a lot of us are born and raised here in Maryland. You know, we're true Marylanders. You know, we love historic Ellicott City, you know, and everything that it is. So, yeah, just want to, you know, big thank you, you know, to the show and everything. And it was great. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, Kurt Rauschenberg, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.